America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, kicking off yet another week here on the show with a lot of things on our radar this time around. Without a doubt, one of the biggest things of concern has to be, what will the reaction be in the Ukraine? More violence, more problems, an obvious push by Putin to grab up whatever he can in that country. And there is actually bipartisan cooperation on the Hill calling for tougher sanctions. Hit their banks. Hit their national resources. Let's put all the cards on the table and then shove them down Putin's throat. But yet nothing happens. What will the president and the president's men do? Of course, we've got another week of break when it comes to Washington, D.C., not at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If some more violence, I think if at one of the checkpoints, they're just open fire, some pro-Russian group open fire on the Ukrainians behind a whole bunch of sandbags that were piled up, basically, I'll call them that. It was a checkpoint stop and killed several people. So with all this violence, this fresh violence that's going on, at some point, something has to give or not. I mean, for Putin, he'll just keep doing what he's doing. And what does that mean for the Europeans? It means the Europeans are going to have to look for another source for natural gas. They're going to have to find another source, which means that the United States is involved in this because they're our allies and we have to have their back, right? We can't run from everything. As much as I don't want to see us go too deep in the situation in the Ukraine, we're already in it because that's what happens. We are in the middle of this without a doubt. Perhaps over the weekend you threw a couple of hot dogs on the grill. If you did, beware. Did it taste a little bit funny to you? You know, that whole thing about, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. Well, these Oscar Mayer wieners had cheese in them, mistakenly. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service said on Sunday that the classic wieners might have been the classic cheese dogs. It's a classic case of mislabeling. They said the product labels were incorrect. They don't reflect the ingredients with the pasteurized cheese and the cheese dogs, because they're made with milk and a known allergen, which is not declared on the label. So that could be brutal if you were allergic to that kind of thing. So the word is out that a lot of these cases went out, and perhaps some people got the wrong kind of dogs. 96,000 pounds, 96,000 pounds. You know, it's a holiday weekend. Imagine being the head of craft services and getting that phone call. Whoops, we got a problem. What's the problem? Seems as though we mislabeled the dogs that we stuck the cheese in. Meaning somebody had to come back and do a little bit of overtime, because that's a nightmare. Handling the reaction from the company, figuring out what were the cases, how many, where they went, trying to track them, because that's what's happening behind the scenes. What's happening behind the scenes, that's the big deal. All right, also a quick big deal here. Malaysian Airlines in the news, not for just the missing 777, and that search continues, but for the fact that a plane bound for Bangalore had to turn back because they had a blown tire. That's another phone call that had to be made. They just turned back and they took care of what happened there, because what were they going to do with the tire that way? Obviously, they didn't have any foam on the runway. They didn't have any of that kind of stuff. And it was just a plane that had to perform and turned back shortly after taking off. They didn't have too many details about it. They just said that the that the gear malfunctioned, and that's what it had to do. It had no choice. Didn't want to take it any further. There was about 166 people on board, and that means there was 159 passengers and about 7 crew members, and they just got all their air fire rescue people ready, and apparently without incident, so I guess that part's good, but not good for the people that are on that flight, chasing them away in droves. Hurricane Carter, do you recognize that name? Hurricane Carter was one supposedly incredible guy. There's somebody that I would have loved to interview in my days on the radio, because apparently he was not just an incredible boxer, not just was falsely convicted, wrongly convicted of murder, but had some incredible stories to tell that once you got him talking, he was known to be pretty loquacious. But he was a middleweight boxer. He was convicted for murder and later exonerated. He spent 20 years in prison. And he said, and I'm going to let you hear a tiny little clip of him, that, you know, people would ask him, well, how could you do that time knowing you're innocent and then you were freed? And he talked about that when he got out. And here's what, at the time, Hurricane Carter said. I think we have that. If not, we'll play it for you coming back. But he talked about the fact that he was, that he didn't dwell on what happened to him. He didn't, when he was in prison, he didn't let himself go down that path too much. He had a ton of legal battles. There was just all kinds of hearings. And he was, what happened was, he was convicted twice on the same charges of fatally shooting two men and a woman in Paterson, New Jersey, in a bar in 1966. But both jury verdicts were overturned on different grounds of prosecutor misconduct. And, of course, he first became famous for being charismatic, a boxer who shaved his head, had a shaved head and a goatee and an incredible, incredible left hook. And he narrowly lost a fight for middleweight champ in 1964. He got worldwide attention when he was trying to clear his name from murder charges. And Amnesty International described him as a prisoner of conscience at the time. And then, like I said, eventually he got out. Even Bob Dylan wrote and recorded the song Hurricane, which talked about, you know, kind of championed his whole innocence thing and vilified the cops and the prosecution. And it became a big hit. It was a top 40 hit, I think, in 1976. And, of course, in 99, there was the movie The Hurricane, where he was played by Denzel Washington, who was nominated for an Academy Award for his performance as Hurricane Carter. All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
With all of the segregation and discrimination and all those other things that I've gone through, I still had faith in the system that if you tell the truth, well, nothing go wrong.
All right, so Hurricane Carter, as I was mentioning, thanks for joining me on the flip side here in America tonight. Dead at the age of 76. Dead at the age of 76. What a fighter he was. A fighter mentally and a fighter in the ring. Overall, he won. He had a total of 40 fights. He won 27. 19 of those fights by knockout. I talked about his devastating left hook. 12 losses, one draw. It's all about the numbers, baby. And he had the numbers in his time. He was shorter than the average middleweight, but he still was aggressive in his punching power and all that kind of stuff. Really, his charisma is what drew him people to him. He was a big crowd favorite. That's why he had the nickname Hurricane, because he defeated a whole bunch of middleweight contenders. And then, boom, you know, with the way he boxed and how he revved up the crowds, that's how he ended up getting that. And I mentioned that he served 20 years in prison. It was Rahway State Prison. It's a maximum security place where he was, and he finally got released. And what a fight that turned out to be. But you heard him there, and that was a little slice of Hurricane Carter. So by the numbers in the ring and by the numbers outside of the ring, time for another edition of We Can Count. Couple of different directions. One, because David has compelled me to mention what the scores were in the NBA. I'm going to give them to you right here, and we can count. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Dallas Mavericks 90-85, so they lead that series 1-0. Miami, the defending champs, looking to three-peat in the association, beat their opponent pretty handily, Charlotte 99-88, and Washington beat Chicago 102-93. Chicago's a pretty hot team coming into this, and now Washington leads 1-0. These are all in the, you know, they're all first games. So, and then Portland, what a game that turned out to be. Narrowly escapes with the win over Houston 122-120. That game went into overtime. So there you go, David. There is your basketball scores from the playoffs on an Easter Sunday. Speaking of sports, the Boston Marathon, 1 year plus after the horrific events, the two bombs that went off at different parts close together of Boylston Street, where the official end of the Boston Marathon is. Now it's over a year later, like I said, the race that killed three people and injured 260 and has massive history to it is back, bigger than ever, and with a lot of people getting ready to run this. Some people for their 12th time, some people for their first time who qualified, and others who qualified last time around had the goods but didn't get a chance to finish the race. They were automatically included if they were far enough along in the race, so you gotta love that. I think that this race is gonna really draw out a lot of positive things in people, because so many people are already have descended on the great city of Boston, which I think is terrific. They always gets a lot of spectators anyway, Bostonians and people in New England and people outside of the New England area, but it's really drawn all kinds of people even this time around to show support. And I think I think that's just a wonderful thing that so many people made their way there, not even racing in it, but just to be part of it, just to add to the support for the people of that area, because this is one of the oldest races in the country. It's one of the six big ones, and it's exciting to race in it in the first place. They've ramped up a lot of security. No bags are allowed anywhere on the course, which I think is a smart thing to do. And like I said, the throngs of people that have made their way to Boston to celebrate this, they're expecting, spectator-wise, well over 500,000 plus, and they normally get pretty big crowds anyway. All right, moving on to something else. Boy, it seems like we've heard a lot about this lately with people in parachutes, but eight people were killed in a Finland parachutist plane crash. So this was just the plane crash. It was a plane carrying them, and what happened was they went up. And three people apparently survived the accident after they parachuted from the plane. But they don't know what caused it. Some of the parts fell off the plane before it crashed. That's scary, isn't it? They found eight people who were badly burned. And they were going up. It's a pretty popular thing to do. And they were going up and parachuting. It was a comp that's pretty popular with parachuters. It's called a comp Air 8 kit aircraft. There were 11 people on board that were accounted for. The three survivors just had minor injuries. So strange. I knew a guy once that was in a similar thing. Of course, not that many people, but a small plane crash, and they were going up to parachute. They weren't even worried at all about parachuting in here. The plane came down. He survived that plane crash, but two of the other people didn't, and I'll be curious to see what they say is the reason that that plane was brought down, because a lot of times it really just has to do with gas and not properly gauging that, but you would think something else has, there's something more to this story, I think, for that one. This was a very crazy story as well, and I was reading a lot about this, the Sherpas in Everest. There was a massive avalanche, you know. It's so deadly anyway when you talk about Everest and climbing Mount Everest and going to the peak and making it all the way. And the Sherpas are key to this, these Sherpa guides. And they're considering a boycott after the deadliest avalanche in that mountain's history, because some of them have already quit and they're still figuring out whether they even want to do it anymore. 13 Sherpas died when a block of ice tore loose from the mountain and then triggered that avalanche that ripped through those teams that were hauling gear up to the sites. That's what they were doing, putting the gear up for the base camps. And usually what you get is you get about 30, for the year, you get about 39 expedition teams on the mountain, and you have just as many Sherpas. So you have maybe 400 climbers or so, and they rely on those people to take them up there. Can you imagine? And they say for the families, they're going to give them emergency money, which is 40,000 rupees, which amounts to $415 for the families of the dead climbers. And they say they're working on trying to help them a little bit more, and they were trying to rescue them, but they couldn't really rescue very many of them at all. So the tourism minister who handles the mountaineering stuff said it. They haven't been told of any cancellations by the expedition teams, but they're worried about having the Sherpas to back that up. Can you blame them for what they do? And it's when something like that happens, they said it was, especially there, it was panic and chaos. They had to dig through the snow with their hands and ice axes trying to find people alive. And they did have four survivors who had some broken bones and a punctured lung and some other injuries. So that, I guess the good news is there were some survivors, but 13, boy, that's one of the deadliest disasters since they had a blizzard in 1996 and eight climbers died, including a pretty famous one, Rob Hall, who was later memorialized in a book that was got a lot of attention called Into Thin Air. A great book, actually. But I didn't realize this. Since 1953, how many people have conquered the mountain? 4,000 climbers have reached the top of Everest since 1953. But they certainly could not get there without those Sherpas. So that disaster may end up canceling some of these trips, especially if they decide to boycott, without a doubt. All right, another edition of We Can Count put to bed coming up next. A weekly re-rack. I'm going to introduce you to a man who has really conquered his demons next. The demon of schizophrenia on America Tonight.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We've been talking about mental health issues here and why there aren't more clinics available, more opportunities for people, and let's start talking about this instead of hiding behind a rock. I am so excited about our next guest. Bill McAfee, of course, is the founder and CEO of Magpie Media. You might have heard of it. He also publishes SZ Mag, which is a special quarterly magazine. This is why I love this. That actually encourages and informs people affected by schizophrenia. Can you imagine? It's out there. There's help out there. And he knows all about it because in his 20s, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. And he went through a wild ride, came out on the other side, and is sharing his story with so many people. He's got a great new book out called To Cry a Dry Tear, Bill McAfee's Journey of Hope and Recovery with Schizophrenia. Bill, thanks for spending some time with us here on America Tonight.
No problem. Thanks, Kate, for having me.
So I mentioned this, that in your 20s, you were diagnosed with schizophrenia. Did you know that's what it was? Did you have any idea what was going on? Tell us that odyssey.
Sure. Way back in 1987, at the age of 24, I was very, very ill. I was hospitalized 6 different times, lived in 3 different group homes, and had suicide attempt. However, the first signs that started to happen was when I was under a lot of pressure and my sleeping pattern started to fall. I would call off shifts to work. I wouldn't show up for work. And I started to see what's called illusions, where I saw words floating off the pages of theology that I was reading, and I would see faces in my barn wood. The knots would turn into faces, and I didn't know what was happening. I thought something supernatural was happening and everything like that, because I thought, boy, at age 24, if somebody was mentally ill, they'd be mentally ill as a child, not necessarily at the age of 24. So I thought something suspicious or something supernatural was happening, and that set in a seed of paranoia. So then I became all very paranoid and everything like that, and I had a very acute case where I was basically ended up, walking down the street with no clothes on and being picked up by the police and hospitalized and a whole bunch of stuff like that. But to answer your question, no, I didn't know I was getting sick. And that's the nature of mental illness, the nature of schizophrenia, is that we do not believe we're ill. We don't believe we're sick. And it's sort of like, when if we fall down and break our arm, and there's a bone sticking out and we have blood there, the brain says to the arm, you know, well, it says, oh, there's pain here and it's broken and I got to go to the doctor and get it fixed and everything. But when the brain is sick and the nature of schizophrenia is that we don't really recognize it. We don't have that insight or recognize that we're sick.
So this happens to you. What happened with your family and friends? Were they in there probably frustrated trying to help you, thinking what kind of therapy can we get, what medication, what can we do?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is an illness that doesn't only affect the individual, it affects the whole family because of the nature of it. I mean, schizophrenia affects 1 out of 100 people in a lifetime. That means that walking around, 1 out of 250 people at present walking around has this illness as schizophrenia. It's a huge part. But yeah, I mean, what's frustrating a lot of times when you don't realize you're ill is that we're out of logic or out of reality. And the people who are trying to help you are in reality. And so when they try to talk logic to you and you don't understand it, it's very frustrating. And you know, for many people who've seen the movie, A Beautiful Mind, one of the greatest scenes in that movie was where Russell Crowe's wife picked up the glass and was in the washroom and started to cry and whipped the glass across the, hit the mirror and shattered it all, because that's what families go through. They go through a frustration and a hard dilemma, because a lot of times people who are dealing with schizophrenia were very intelligent and had a bright future ahead of them, lots of, you know, skills. But then when this illness hits, it really takes a lot out of you. And it, like I was 5 years on the couch, doing nothing, just thinking of ways how to kill myself and being very depressed.
So you go from that to now you have a family, you have children. So there is a way out. Is that what your message is to people when you go and speak?
Absolutely, Kate. Absolutely. There is life after mental illness. And, you know, one of the things that people really find out is that what this illness really affects is first of all, it affects your mind. Like when we're in a psychosis or we're having symptoms like paranoia or having illusions, delusions, hallucinations, hearing voices, thinking you can read other people's mind, those things are very disruptive to our day-to-day life, as you could imagine. But usually once we get on it, and those are known as positive symptoms, things that are added to your personality that shouldn't be there. But those symptoms can be quite nicely cleared up. Not for everybody, but for a lot of people, those symptoms can be cleared up with medication. But then the other half of it is dealing with once you get stabilized. I mean, you know, you'd think, wow, you're back into reality, Bill. You're back into reality. But you know what? My reality consisted of I had lost my job. I lost my house. I lost my friends. I lost my financial security. And I found out I was just another 1 out of 100 people who have this illness known as schizophrenia. So therefore, with the negative symptoms, when you have that, the deficit symptoms or negative symptoms, as they're called, like the lack of motivation, the lack of drive, emotional a lack of energy, you have an emotional blandness, a blunted effect, depression can set in. Those are the real difficult things to deal with once you're back in reality. And for me, I was 5 years on the couch, and I would say if things don't change, they're going to stay the same. And, you know, I hated my same. I thought that 5 years was going to turn into 7 years and 7 years into 10 years, and that scared the heck out of me. And I was so I knew I needed to do something.
So what did you do? How did you go to groups? Did you try to start them? Because that's what I think is missing, Bill. When I talk to people who have suffered from schizophrenia or paranoia or other bipolar disorder, they say there's not really that kind of help that they can get that makes them hang on.
Absolutely. Well, I think what happens, Kate, is that once we're in that stage, we get stuck. And at one time in our lives, one thing that people with mental illness, all we have in common at one time is that we have a real lack of self-esteem and a lack of confidence. And what happens is when we get stuck at an area where we might be stable, but we'll say, you know, to Johnny, you know, Johnny, did you want to try something or do you have any goals? And you know what? Johnny may have tried once or twice and have failed. And so we say, no, leave us alone. We don't want to do anything. I'm fine the way I am. However, that was in my case, for example, you know, having the self-esteem and lack of self-esteem and lack of confidence. I remembered what a grade 7 teacher said to me. And she said, Bill, if you don't learn how to write properly in life, you'll never amount to anything. And what she meant about my writing was my penmanship. So I said to myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to prove to somebody that I can do something. And I phoned the local literacy foundation, and I said, listen, I know how to read and I know how to write, but I want to improve my penmanship. Can you send somebody over? And that was my turning point, because Martha Mason basically was a volunteer there, and she was going to Niagara College for social work, and she was the executive director of the Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And she came into my life, and she learned more about schizophrenia than I did penmanship from her. But Martha took an interest in me and got me interested in the community, where I was helping out as treasurer of the local scout group. And I met Martha's husband and her family, and I met Peter, who eventually I played squash and racquetball with. And what happened is that I gained a whole new circle of friends who accepted me for who I was and not what I had. But the only problem there was that all my friends were working, kind of thing. And I thought, well, you know, that's got to be the kind of next step, is go back to work. But in the past, I tried to go back to work and it didn't work out. And I just tried a whole bunch of things. You know, I took a photography course. I did a small engine repair course. I tried to do grocery shopping for elderly people. I tried to start a landscaping business. All these things that they weren't working out. But what happened is that I was persistent, and I remembered I knew I needed to create a spark, and whether that was going to the Legion Shell Band and listen to the Legion Band, or going to somebody's travel log that they were showing. And I got interested in town council politics, and I went to the library where they're held, and one day I was early, and I came across the book called 101 Ways How to Start a Business with Little or No Capital. And I said, that's me. I have no capital. But I read a scenario in the book where before VCRs were invented, this woman watched three separate television stations, and she ended up doing a newsletter on the soap operas and selling it to her working friends. And a light bulb came in and said, you know what? I probably can't do a newsletter on the soap operas, but I could probably do something on schizophrenia. And that was in 1993, and in 1994, I incorporated my business, and here we are 20 years later.
Wow. Do you ever hear from people that you've touched? I mean, that's got to be the thing that keeps you really going, when people say, wow, Bill, you've really helped me turn around, or see that I need to find that spark like you. Have you gotten letters and calls and stuff from people?
Oh, absolutely, all the time. I mean, we help educate people. We help with support and different things like that, and I get that all the time. Yeah, and it's really very satisfying, and I know I'm called to do what I do. And you know, just going back, Kate, to the part about, you know, people get stuck in that. What's lacking is opportunity. A lot of times, opportunity. I mean, if you raise your hand right now to as high as it will go, and you say opportunity's up there, and maybe the opportunity is a part-time job or going back to school, but we're down here at the lower level. And it seems to be those stepping stones, or those small steps of opportunities that don't exist. And that's where we need to fall into place and find out those opportunities, to create opportunities to get us up to where the big opportunity is what we want to do. And one of the main things, you know, it's so important, is our self-esteem and our confidence. And persistence. Persistence is the key as well. I mean, look at Jack Canfield. Jack Canfield, he's the author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book. Mm-hmm. And they sold like a 500 million books on the Chicken Soup for the Soul thing. But you know what? He was turned down by 144 publishers. And look at Edison with the light bulb. You know, how many times did he try to find a material that would make a light bulb for the element? And persistence is the key. We gotta have persistence.
Yep. So well said. I hope, Bill, people are listening and they grab on to that shred of hope for sure. If somebody wants a copy of your book, how can they get it? Amazon?
Yeah, they can go on Amazon or go to our website, mentalwellnesstoday.com is our website, or they can go to Amazon. It's everywhere out there. So,
Bill, thank you and continued success.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for the opportunity.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
California runaway. You're going to be shocked by this story. Somehow, he survived a flight to Maui in a plane's wheel well. How does that happen? It's shocking. So think about it. He's 16 years old. He survives a trip halfway across the Pacific Ocean unharmed. You have freezing temperatures. You're at 38,000 feet. You've got no oxygen. How does that happen? He was discovered on the tarmac at the Maui airport. No identification. He's like incredibly lucky to be alive. I am stunned. So here's what he did. He was from Santa Clara, California. He hopped a fence to get to Hawaiian Airlines, a flight on Sunday morning. And this is the San Jose airport. He had run away from his family after an argument. And he made it onto the flight in the wheel well. So he hopped down from the wheel well and started wandering around the airport grounds. That's how they saw him. Like, who's this guy? And I guess he was unconscious for most of the flight. The flight is 5.5 hours from California. They say they noticed the boy on the ramp after the flight arrived, and then they called security. So, I mean, the story is amazing. They screened him medically, and he's unharmed. He doesn't even remember the flight. I mean, it is pretty amazing. So they called back to the San Jose airport, and the people at Kahului in Maui. And the question becomes is a couple of things. He hops a fence and gets in the wheel well of this plane. Nice security in San Jose. And so that's one thing. The FBI is looking into it. He's not going to be charged, and of course he's in Child Protective Services now. But that's, I mean, the story is just, it's just amazing. 16-year-old kid. Flies 38,000 feet. Knocked out for most of it. Wow. Well, he's got a story to tell now. That's a story. That's a book. But he doesn't remember. He doesn't remember most of it. But you think of the TSA and the lockdown at the airports. Boy, it doesn't really make you feel that much more secure, huh? How about that Homeland Security at San Jose? That's a pretty decent-sized airport. You know, it's a stone's throw away from the San Francisco airport. And what's the security like there? Obviously, if somebody can, you know, cameras and everything else, how does he jump a fence and get into that position where nobody notices him? I think that's also stunning. Because you still have to somehow get there with nobody seeing that you don't belong. And he clearly is a kid. I've seen, you can see sort of the back of him in the photograph. So he wouldn't fit into he didn't have any airport garb on. He just went for it. And nobody caught him. That's crazy. That's a crazy, crazy story. All right, over the weekend, besides celebrating Easter and maybe some of you earlier in the week celebrated Passover and all of that, or just the whole spring renewal thing, maybe you decided, this is the weekend that I'm going to take in a movie. This is the weekend that I go and catch something that's at the box office right now and see if, you know, see if the theaters aren't quite as crowded. Although, if it's a holiday weekend and some kids had spring break then, it might have been kind of a crowded time to go to the theater, actually. Yes, there might have been a lot of people there on Friday and Saturday, but who cares? If you wanted to see a flick and you went to see it and it was good, remember, good or bad, you can send us a cheap movie review at americatonight.net. If I read it on the air, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Captain America is a very, very popular Marvel comic book, and it's popular on the big screen. So I wanted you to hear just a little slice of that movie in case you haven't seen it yet.
Did you do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys from my barbershop quartet are dead, so no, not really.
Coming up on the drop zone, Cap.
So at the box office, Captain America once again continues to dominate. 26 million. Also, Rio 2. 22 million and change. And then the big news is, how about this religious movie, Heaven Is For Real, made for $12 million, raked in $21 million and change. That's pretty big. And especially the movies that also beat out, because this would be its first week. So also the first week for Transcendence, which is a Johnny Depp movie, its first week, it only raked in $11 million. A Haunted House 2, the whole scary movie thing sometimes works well, $9,000 and change. And then beat out some others that were just in the second week, like Draft Day and what else was in its second week? Oculus was another one in its second week. So that's pretty, I'd say that's pretty impressive, especially with that budget for what they made it for. And again, it's a religious movie about a little boy who has surgery and what he sees and what he talks about. And the book, Heaven Is For Real, did pretty well. And then they made a movie out of it. And lo and behold, they recouped that money pretty easily. And this is just week one. So it probably makes more than that. Like Captain America, which you heard there, was $26 million this weekend, but it's its third week. Total over $200 million. So they made their budget because they made it for like $170 million. And that's the thing. the budgets for these movies. So you think Transcendence, which had some big movie stars in it, doesn't open great. It's in the top four, but it gets beat out by a lower budget movie, and it costs $100 million to make that movie. So that's what's pretty wild. And some of the other ones, I mean, the budgets for making most of these movies are pretty crazy. I mean, even Noah's made $93 million so far, but it would cost $125 million to make that movie. So it wasn't cheap by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, the lowest, probably the lowest so far at the box office, besides the Heaven is for Real, the Haunted House movie would cost $4 million to make. So that was pretty low budget. And then you had a couple others that were right in that lower range. But most of the movies, even the animation cost way, way, way more money for that. Because like that Rio 2, it's in its second week. It was $103 million to make that movie for everything that they have to do with the animation. $103. Wow, that's just seems so high. But if they can make it for cheaper and then it can have a home run like the Heaven is for Real, they'll probably make many more movies like that. They've made a lot. This year's been a big movie for religious sort of themes. Noah, of course, was one of them, even if it was controversial. And then this one, and then there's a couple others that are actually coming out too that they think are going to do pretty well. So they've really kind of hit their stride there, which means they'll probably make many more of those. Still, the biggest hit period of the year has to be Frozen. It's been in movie theaters for 22 weeks. But check this out, folks. You know how much that movie has made? There must be a lot of little girls going to the movie. Movies. 22 weeks. Almost $400 million. I mean, that's everything total take, but that's incredible. And that movie definitely surpassed what it cost to make it because it was made for $150 million. Just makes you wonder, huh? All right, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.